It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Authorities investigate a suspicious death in Polk County. Eau Claire police look for a 26-year-old woman who walked away from a group home. Governor Evers and state Republicans continue to spar over abortion ban bills, and the DNR warns that warm weather makes for unsafe ice conditions. Good morning, I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Authorities are investigating a suspicious death in Polk County, and a person of interest is in custody. The Polk County Sheriff's Department said they were doing a welfare check on a person in rural Osceola in southwest Polk County on Monday evening, and a deceased person was found inside the residence. Police said a person of interest was taken into custody, and there is no threat to the community. The nature of the death, the victim's name, and the suspect's name have not been released at this time. The Wisconsin Department of Justice and State Crime Lab are assisting the investigation. Eau Claire police are asking the public to help locate a young woman who walked away from her group home on Monday. Authorities said 26-year-old Susan Anderson is considered a missing and endangered adult and has the cognitive function of a 10-year-old. She was last seen wearing gray boots, tan capri pants, a black winter hat, and gray and black camo coat. She is about 5 feet tall and 100 pounds. Anyone with information should contact the Eau Claire Police Department at 715-839-4972. A bill from Republican lawmakers that would restrict most abortions in Wisconsin lacks exemptions for rape and incest. Bob Haig has the story.
In a committee hearing on Monday, Madison Democrat Representative Lisa Subek questioned the bill's author.
You would support exceptions for rape and incest, yet I see no such exceptions in this bill. Why didn't you include them?
Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Niedweski said she has known people who've been in that position.
A 14-week time frame is a long enough time frame to make a decision.
On Tuesday, the bill's co-author, Marshfield Representative Donna Rosar, added the exceptions, which were approved by the Assembly Health Committee. However, Governor Tony Evers has indicated he'll veto the bill. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vowed in his State of the State speech Tuesday to veto any bill that would limit access to abortions and announced plans to expand access to emergency contraception. Evers also declared 2024, quote, the year of the worker, and called on Republicans and Democrats to work together on addressing workforce issues, including expanding access to affordable housing, child care, and paid family leave. Evers also called on the legislature to release funding to address PFAS pollution. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss derided the address, Evers' sixth State of the State, as full of failed ideas. Wisconsin Republicans are trying again to pass a tax cut plan, even though Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vetoed their last two attempts. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue unveiled the proposal Tuesday, hours before Evers was set to give his annual State of the State address. The legislation would expand marriage and child care tax credits, increase the tax exemption on retirement income, and reduce income taxes by an estimated $795 million in the fiscal year 2024-2025 and $750 million each year thereafter. Evers spokesperson Britt Kutubak says the governor would review the bills and would emphasize, quote, real meaningful solutions to the state's workforce shortage during his State of the State speech. Wisconsin Republicans are making a last-ditch effort to avoid having the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court put in place new legislative district boundaries for the November election. The Republican-controlled Senate passed new Senate and Assembly maps just over an hour after unveiling them Tuesday. Democrats and the public didn't have a chance to review the maps ahead of their release. The Wisconsin Supreme Court last month tossed the current Republican-drawn district boundaries as unconstitutional and ordered new maps. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue told the Associated Press that the new maps were the same as what Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed, but with fewer incumbent lawmakers having to face one another in November. The Department of Natural Resources is putting out a warning about shifting ice conditions. Raymond Newbert takes a look.
Warmer temperatures hovering around the freezing mark are expected for southern Wisconsin over the next week, and that could make river and lake ice unstable and spotty. Wardens remind you that no ice is safe ice, so be sure to bring safety equipment with you before you head out to fish or do other recreation. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.